This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. You know, 5 years ago, Raleigh was taken over. 3 days, 130 bands, including Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Public Enemy, on the streets of Raleigh, the event called Hopscotch Music Festival. It was really the first of its kind in the Triangle. Since then, it has grown into one of the nation's most talked about music festivals. And for the first time in its short history, Hopscotch is expanding into a new area, this time design. The Hopscotch Design Festival will feature creatives from various fields, and they're going to talk about what's next in the world of technology and design. Hopscotch Director Greg Loewenhagen is with us here. Welcome back, Greg. Good to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us about this, the trajectory of this. I want to take us back 5 years because there were skeptics who were saying that this is a pretty ambitious effort, 120, 130 bands over a few days, big national acts, including lots of local folks as well. And I didn't think Raleigh was ready for it. Take us back to that moment when you were putting it together for the very first time amid some of that skepticism. What was going through your mind?
Well, we weren't sure Raleigh was ready for it either. We didn't know what to expect. We were working, at the time for the Independent Weekly, which is based here in Durham still. And, you know, it's a small community newspaper relatively, you know, in the Triangle. And so it was a gamble. It was a risk. We didn't know. You never know how people are going to respond to a new venture. And we worked on it for 15 months behind the scenes, and we didn't know what to expect until we got down there. And that weekend that Public Enemy played and Broken Social Scene from Canada, and the feeling immediately over those 3 days showed that the city was ready for something that mixed local talent with national talent, that brought people in from around the country to Raleigh, but also was very widely supported here in the Triangle by local fans. And it sort of solidified right off the bat that the fans were going to, it turned out that the fans were really the people that were going to give the event the personality and its identity. We just kind of let it go that weekend. And then since then, it's taken off from there.
And it seems to me it was an interesting moment in Raleigh's cultural history, because its reputation hadn't quite caught up with that audience. So the reputation was still the button-down kind of prudish cousin of Durham, not yet quite cool, but it had become cool. It's just that the reputation hadn't caught up, and then suddenly this thing kind of proves the success of Hopscotch Year One. It was kind of proof that the reputation was no longer earned.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think there was a bit of a galvanizing sort of concept around a lot of people from different fields that were here. Again, a lot of Durhamites came over with their cool, and a lot of people from Carborough and Chapel Hill, and then a lot of folks in Raleigh who had, you know, chefs and people that owned restaurants and bars and, you know, people that were in the culturals and the museums. They all seemed to come together for this, 3 days that gave them something downtown that was a little bit different than the other cool arts events that we already had in Raleigh. And they're still in existence that are great nonprofit community organized arts events. Hopscotch just felt a little bit larger and a little bit more of a validation of the stamp of here's where the city has gone and gotten to, and here's where it could go moving forward.
Yeah, it's dynamic. It all kind of plays off of each other. The food, the museums, the art scene, the design scene, and the music scene all
That's banging right.
off of each other. And then propelling each other forward. So let's go forward. 5 years. What's on the schedule? Tell us a little bit about what we can expect this year.
Well, this year we're thrilled that we're celebrating our fifth anniversary. We can't really believe we've made it here, and it starts next week, next Thursday, September 4th. And the first thing we've done for our fifth anniversary is we've added a City Plaza main stage show, which we've never had in the past. Typically, we're 3 nights in multiple venues downtown. This year, we're using 11 club venues, ranging from the Lincoln Theater, which is our largest club, and all the way down to rooms like Slim's and Deep South that are about 100 cap rooms. Hopscotch is always united all of these different venues together for 3 nights, and we always have used this Raleigh City Plaza, which is a beautiful redesigned space in 2010. And we've always used that as our main stage area right on Fayetteville Street, and for the first time we'll be adding a Thursday main stage with De La Soul, who's out celebrating the 25th anniversary of their seminal record, 3 Feet High and Rising. Can't believe it's been 25 years.
Yeah.
And we've got Spoon, an Austin-based band that's going to be there. St. Vincent, of course, who has one of the best records and one of the best live performances of the year on tour right now. And then Mastodon on Saturday night in the Plaza. And that's where, you know, the anchor of the whole festival begins.
Let's hear a little bit of Mastodon. We'll be right back. Mastodon going to be the headliner at this year's Hopscotch, year number 5. It's a week from this weekend, right, the following weekend. That sort of music, kind of metal, has always been a kind of a core theme for Hopscotch, would you say?
Well, I would say that Hopscotch, there is, the theme is diversity. There isn't one style of music that supersedes the rest. I would say indie rock and rock and roll, basic, four-piece bands with drum, bass, and guitar is sort of the foundation. But we have hip-hop, folk, alt-country, a lot of experimental artists that don't visit Raleigh too often. We have Tim Hecker, who's coming in from Canada this year, is a very well-known Juno Award-winning electronic artist. We have dance music, and metal has always been a big part. I do have to credit Grayson Curran, who's the current music editor at The Independent. He's a huge metal fan, and we sort of have grown our metal identity over time by booking bands like Sun and Sleep, and some other bands that don't travel to this part of the country that often. They're rarer shows that we get to put on at Hopscotch. And so we saw our fans responding, regardless if they went into the weekend as a quote-unquote metal fan. They were responding to the metal shows, and we felt for the fifth year it was time to get a bigger, louder band in the plaza to celebrate, and put a stamp on the fifth anniversary, and Mastodon can certainly do that.
Well, and the other thing about the festival is you do bring in great acts, headliners from out of town, but one of the complaints about big festivals, once they get big, is then that's all they do, and they kind of squeeze out the local acts. You're still trying to keep an emphasis on local music?
I think besides diversity, the one guiding principle that we determined from the jump when we started Hopscotch, and we've maintained that through the 5 years, and we hope to maintain that through our entire history as long as we're around, is that we wanted to focus on artists in the triangle. So the festival has maintained a 30, 35, 40% balance. When you look at the 140 bands that are playing this year, they hail from Durham, Chapel Hill, Raleigh, surrounding areas, and the state of North Carolina. A lot of great bands from Winston-Salem currently happening, Charlotte, Asheville. And so we have always maintained that Hopscotch is about showcasing bands from here, people doing here, because that's where we live. We're here year-round seeing these bands that are our friends playing every weekend, and then we're mixing them with these artists that we're fortunate enough to choose and try and book from out of town to come in and play with them.
Raining Sound is one of those bands. Tell us about them.
Raining Sound's a band, Greg Cartwright's band, one of Greg Cartwright's bands. He's a guy that lives in Asheville, previously from Memphis, played in a legendary garage rock band called Oblivions, who played Hopscotch last year. And they're set at the Contemporary Art Museum, was really well received. He'll be coming down this year with his other band, Raining Sound. He's put out one of the finest records of the year on local label Merge Records. It was his first record on Merge. And it's called Shattered, and it was recorded at Daptone Studio up in Brooklyn. And so there's he's got a soul, songwriter, garage rock vibe that's just really terrific, and it's he's playing Thursday night at Hopscotch.
Let's hear a little sample of Falling Rain.
You like a car when it's going somewhere past the other side of trouble, where only me and the devil know your name. Well, I saw the scar on the back of your arm. That's when you told me the story of all that came before me and what remains. Roll down your mind.
Raining Sound, one of the acts you're going to hear next weekend at Hopscotch in Raleigh. And you mentioned De La Soul, of course, 25 years in the business, and going to be on stage next weekend.
Yep, they'll be on stage kicking off our fifth anniversary on Thursday, September 4th in Raleigh City Plaza. It's a two-band bill. In fact, keeping up with the tradition that we've talked about of locals and nationals, we've kind of cemented this tradition of putting local acts on first on the main stage. So that show will be opened by Tune and the Real Law, two Durham MCs that we love, and we've played Hopscotch before. So we're pairing Tune and Law with De La Soul, and it'll be a two-band bill in the plaza to kick things off.
So we started out with metal. We're going to just, in this little set, go to De La Soul just to show you the diversity of the music at Hopscotch.
This is a business.
Two times. Yeah. I'm the D to the...
vocabulary spills, I'm ill. Plus manic, now leave your brain stimulated.
Yo, I speak divine, I got theories, no need to be high. Always exhale the facts, I don't inhale a lot. Play the greater man gain to bounce off my loss. I'ma earn the acres, the house, and the horse. Of course, it's much greater than your Benz or your Lex.
All right, you got metal, you got hip-hop, you got indie rock, but what about design, Greg? What about design? Oh, wait a minute. This year, there will be a design element. Design Fest organizer Matthew Munoz is with us now. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much.
What's design got to do with it? Tell us about how this fits into the whole hopscotch scene next weekend.
Yeah, great. So hopscotch design kicks off on Wednesday. So Wednesday and Thursday, basically, a two-day festival. And we wanted to extend music into design based on conversations we had early on. And design seemed like the natural fit because as people are excited about creating the future of their business, the future of transportation, the future of cities, buildings, et cetera, design is the process for doing that. And there's a lot of designers and active design community in this region in North Carolina. So we thought it was a chance to bring that diversity out and to combine local leaders with speakers and other people from around the world.
See, I see how that fits in my head, but I'm now imagining somebody who's headed out to a concert. Tell us what they're going to do and how they're because there's not a design band now. They're going to hear a talk, right?
Yeah, there's not a design band.
Okay.
There might be one.
How does it work?
Yeah, so we start off in the convention center, and there's 35 speakers total for the 2 days. And so basically we're going to start at the convention center. There's multiple venues where you hear different speakers. We have different speakers and different venues, so you can hop around if you have different topics. You can pop in, you can grab a cup of coffee. We've got some other restaurants and bar sponsors here. There's parties to go to. So you'll basically follow your interests, follow what you're curious about.
So this, and again, it gets to be sort of what's in my head. If I'm imagining a concert goer, I'm not imagining somebody necessarily on their way to a talk. But I think the premise here is, look, people who like this sort of music have full and complete lives, and they have many, many interests. And one of them, particularly if you're part of a place that imagines themselves in the creative class, design is an important part of your life as well.
Yeah, people who are love expressing themselves creatively with ideas, you know, a lot of them love music. So it's a natural fit for the people that, you know, music gets the ideas going, the creative juices flowing.
Greg, is this being done anywhere, though? Because it does seem to me a bit of a risk, the idea that you're going to stop. I mean, listen, they told me this when I took over the show. I said I want to do live music on Fridays.
Yep.
And they said you can't. They literally said, the I'm talking about no longer here, but I will tell you, they said you can't. And I said, well, why not? And they said, well, you're a talk show. And we have survey data that show people who tune into talk shows don't want to hear music, that they will go somewhere else to listen to music. And if you do that, you'll confuse them and they'll go away and never come back. We have proved them wrong, I will say, but sure. I'm just telling you that that's kind of the survey thing. Is it being done anywhere else? Is this kind of a risk?
Well, I just want to say, you know, oftentimes the people that take the risk, the people that say you shouldn't, are the ones who are no longer here. So good on you for that. So that's how it works. So, you know, it's a bit of a risk, but we've been real measured with the growth of Hopscotch. We didn't implement it until year five. We haven't been in a hurry to do anything other than music. Music has always been the focus. And once I caught wind that Matt and Jonathan Opp from New Kind and Raleigh were talking about doing a design segment on their own somewhere in September, which is already a really busy month in Raleigh, it appealed to me personally. I didn't want to do a film edition because I think film's done really well here in Durham and in other places. I didn't want to do a tech edition because it's done well at South By and at other places, and tech doesn't personally interest me, strictly tech. But once I started to talk to Matt and Jonathan, we quickly decided that this could work, and it does precede the music a bit. It's on Wednesday and half of Thursday, so it's not exactly like people are stopping off for the speeches on the way to the concerts. But, you know, it's a natural fit, we think, with what is going on in Raleigh, what's going on in the Triangle. The people we're bringing are very interesting from a variety of fields like we do with the music. So, it's a risk, but I can say on air already that we are going to break even on the design. We just, you know, about 2 hours ago with the tickets we just finally sold, we will break even on design. And then if, you know, things go well in the next 3 or 4 days, we'll probably make a little bit money on that component if it was separated out on its own.
Matt, who are you bringing in?
Yeah, so one of our keynotes, Harper Reed, right? Harper Reed was the CTO for Obama's campaign in 2012. We all know that the technology and the way to use data revolutionized the way politics are. And so we're excited to bring Harper. And he's got a new project called Modest, where he's basically reinventing the way commerce and mobile work together. So he's going to be one of our keynote speakers. We also have Sarah Milder Caldicott, who is Thomas Edison's great-grandniece. She's studied the way Edison invented, right? And we all know what Edison was able to create. Companies these days, people these days, are all about creating new things. It's about innovation. We hear that a lot. So she's got a great keynote on the first day, basically where she's going to help us see what did Edison do. She's got a pre-conference workshop as well.
We're getting a preview of Hopscotch today on the State of Things. Matt Munoz is here. He's going to head up the design portion of the program. Greg Lowenhagen, I should say, is the festival director and has been for 5 years now. How has it changed, do you think, Greg?
Well, I think the main thing that's changed personally for me is that I own the festival now. When the Independent was sold in 2012, the Independent Weekly was sold. Steve Shule, the former owner and a city council member over here in Durham, approached me and said, I'm going to sell the paper, and I don't know what to do with Hopscotch, and do you have any interest in buying it? Because, you started it here. And so that's been a big change in my life. The last 19 months, we've operated on our own. Speaking of taking risks, I was able to secure a small loan, the equivalent of a grad school loan, essentially. And I put that money into this new, what essentially is we're 5 years in to operating like a 5 month startup. It's still a very community based. Everybody who works on it has a full time job, but besides myself and one other person, and is Jenny Waugh, our development director. So we're scraping and clawing despite all the great national press and all the attention, and being able to come on here is terrific. We're still just an event that's trying to get more people attracted to it, more people there and experience it, because once they get there, we think the experience will win them over and they'll return year after year, because the experience is what we offer.
There are a lot more experiences like this. I mean, Matt, how does this design aspect compare with and work with, say, SparkCon, which is also a kind of a creative class event in Raleigh?
Yeah, so SparkCon is an amazing community event. There's a lot of diversity, right, with different aspects of fashion spark. There is a design spark. There's, comedy. There's all kinds of things. So that's the common ground that we share. It's about diversity. SparkCon is the next week after which, so we're all part of this main event, right? This like big celebration of creativity, arts, ideas. So a lot of the people that are creatives, that are working in architecture, working in planning, working in design, are interested in both, right? Both are creative outlets for them.
And when you talk about, it's interesting the way design works with technology, because if you're talking about designing Barack Obama's successful media campaign, technology is part of it, but the design is the thing that sells it. It really is that portrait of Obama, in green and red. That's the difference, right?
Yeah. Well, and design. A lot of times people think of design as like a pair of designer jeans or the car, but design is really a process that creates something new. And so we're celebrating the creation of new food restaurants with the Standard Grocery. We're celebrating the future of transportation with the Elf Car and Rob Cotter here in Organic Transit in Durham. The future of what Harper Reed is doing, future of activating urban spaces with Matt Tomasulo.
All very cool. Thank you so much for being on the program. Hopscotch Design Fest, September 3rd and 4th, and it's the 5th annual Hopscotch Festival. That begins the 4th and the 5th. All of that is next weekend is what I mean to say, and you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. But I want to thank the design organizer, Matt Munoz, and Hopscotch director, Greg Lowenhagen. Thank you both for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Speaking of creatives, just ahead, musician and author Tom Maxwell talks about his new book, Hell, My Life in the Squirrel Nut Zippers. It's a book and an album, and he'll be here live on The State of Things. Stay with us.
Again, and it's hard times. Yes, it's a hard time.